Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth.
And on this October 20th, we're going to have a Do Not Fear scripture out of Luke 12:11. Luke 12:11 says, "When you are brought before synagogues, rulers, and authorities, do not worry about how you will defend yourselves or what you will say."
Amen.
Okay.
That's a good word, Mama.
On this fabulous Friday,
we're going to talk about seven keys to entering God's circle of blessing. Many corporations and, well,
it's around the world.
Yeah. Network marketing companies often call their rewards and recognition program for those who achieve certain goals the winner's circle. Psalm 25:8-13 in the Living Bible. Lord is good. I'm glad to do the teach the proper path to all who go astray. He will teach the ways that are all right and best to those who humbly turn to Him. And when we obey Him, every path He guides us on is fragrant and with loving kindness and truth. But the Lord, my sins, how many are they? Oh, pardon them for the honor of your name. 12:13. Where is the man who fears the Lord? God will teach him how to choose the best.
Hallelujah.
He shall live within God's circle of blessing, and his children shall inherit the earth. You may never make the winner's circle, but you'll always be part of God's circle of blessing.
Hallelujah.
Number one, God is ever ready to instruct and lead you. 2 Timothy 3:16. 2 Timothy 3:16, Classic Amplified Bible. Every scripture is God-breathed, given by His inspiration, and profitable for instruction, for reproof and conviction of sin, for the correction of error and discipline and obedience, and for training in righteousness and holy living, conformity to God's will, and thought, purpose, and action. According to Strong's Concordance, the Greek word for profitable is G3786. G3786, and it means advantage, profit, increase. The Greek word for profitable is found in two other scriptures, 1 Timothy 4:8, 1 Timothy 4:8, New King James. For bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness is profitable for all things, having promise of the life that now is, and that which is to come. I love that. Spiritual training will help you grow now in this life and eternity, the life which is come. His thoughts and instructions are designed to make you prosperous.
Number two, God will give you His best effort. Wow, think of that. Can you possibly imagine anything that would give you a greater advantage than being the recipient of God's best efforts? Psalm 90, verse 17, New Living Translation says, "And may the Lord our God show us His approval and make our efforts successful."
Yes.
Yes, make our efforts successful. You know, we can personalize that. You like that?
I do.
"And may the Lord God our God show us His approval and make our efforts successful." Yes, make Maya's efforts successful. You know, when we put God first, when we enter His circle of blessings, then we'll receive His best and our efforts will be successful. 2 Peter 1:10 in the ERV scripture says it this way, "My brothers and sisters, God called you and chose you to be His. Do your best to live in a way that shows you really are God's called and chosen people. If you do all this, you will never fall." That is a huge blessing and promise.
Number three, God will direct your journey when you allow Him to be your GPS. Your spiritual GPS is a very powerful tool. Check out these seven features. First, your GPS is God's positioning system. Second, your GPS is God's protection system. Third, your GPS is God's peace system. Fourth, your GPS is God's promotion system. Fifth, your GPS is God's possibility system. Sixth, your GPS is God's power system. Seventh, your GPS is God's prosperity system. If your destination is being guided by His will, then you will be blessed in everything your hands find today.
Amen. Number four, God will pardon the sins of those close to Him. First, let's establish the fact that God does always forgive sin. Micah 7:18, New Living Translation. You weren't expecting that one, were you? Micah 7:18 says this, "Where is another God like you who pardons the guilt of the remnant, overlooking the sins of His special people? You will not stay angry with your people forever because you delight and showing unfailing love."
Wow.
That is powerful. Second, forgiveness of sin comes through our confession. This is where you thought I was heading. 1 John 1:9, a very big scripture we ought to have memorized. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Third, your sins are forgiven according to the word. Numbers 14, verses 20 and 21. Numbers 14, 20, 21 says this. "And the Lord said, I have pardoned according to thy word. But as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord."
Hallelujah.
And fourth, He not only forgives your sins, He forgets them. That is powerful.
It is.
Hebrews 8, 12.
Thank
we can
you.
Really do a lot of scriptures, but Hebrews 8, 12, New Living Translation says this. "And I will forgive their wickedness, and I will never again remember their sins." The kind of forgiveness spoken in these last four verses proves the advantage of staying close in God's circle of blessing.
Amen. Fifth, God wants to give secrets to protect and take pleasure in those who fear Him. First, God wants to tell you secrets to confide in you. Psalm 25:14. "The secrets of the Lord is with them that fear Him." According to Strong's Concordance, the Hebrew word for secret is G5475. It means counsel, a familiar conversation, counsel, intimacy with God. According to Strong's Concordance, the Hebrew word for fear is H3372. It means to fear, revere, be afraid, stand in awe of, be awed, reverence, honor, respect. When you fear and reverence Him, when you stand in awe of God, not only will He confide in you, tell you secrets, but He will establish His covenant with you. Second, there will be a circle of protection around those who fear Him. Psalm 34:7. "The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear Him and delivereth them." Third, God takes pleasure in those who fear Him. Psalm 147:11. "The Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear Him and those that hope in His mercy." Make no mistake about it. When God takes pleasure in you, you'll be drawn into His circle of blessing.
That just makes you shout and want to run around. Number six, God will teach you how to choose the best. When we give God our best, He gives us His best. Now, what kind of, a situation is that? We are winners every time. It's a spiritual quid pro quo, or if you want in spiritual terms, it's Ephesians 6:8. "Knowing that whatsoever good thing that any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free." You know, we felt look up to the word best, and in dictionary.com it's defined as this: of the highest quality, excellence, or standing, something or someone that is best.
Wow.
You know, without question, our Heavenly Father, in His compassion and mercy on us, gave someone of the highest quality, excellence, and standing. He gave us His best, His only begotten Son, so that all of us might have life and might have it more abundantly, as it says in John 10:10. He defeated the enemy so that we could have life to the full. Since God gave us his best for us, should we, want to give him anything less than our best to him? You know, even putting these words down, we were led to Proverbs 3:9. It says, honor the Lord with your substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. The New Living Translation of Proverbs 3:9 says, honor the Lord. We honor him with our wealth and with the best part of everything we produce. And in the Message Bible, it says, honor God with everything you own. Give him the first and the best. And that's in every part of our lives. When we give him the best of us, he will return it to us.
Absolutely.
In abundance.
Number 7, God will give you the earth as an inheritance. Mm. Entering into God's circle of blessing. It's not just for our immediate benefit, but for generations to come. Psalm 25:13, God's Word Translation. He will enjoy good things in life, and his descendants will inherit the land. But let's go a little further. Isaiah 54:17. No weapon that's formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Mm. According to Strong's Concordance, the Hebrew word for heritage is H5159, and it means possession, property, inheritance, heritage. The Hebrew word for heritage appears 222 times in 191 verses in the King James Bible. And 192 times the Hebrew word is translated as inheritance. Your heritage as a servant of God is possession, possessions, and property. When you're in God's circle of blessing, there's a hedge of protection around you, allowing you to receive the possessions and property that are rightfully yours as a child of God. Now, I want to tell you, that ought to make you shout.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
That ought to head you into this weekend with power-packed provision.
Amen. And review all these scriptures we share. Till tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.